Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
And here we are again. So glad you joined us for the podcast today. I'm really excited because we're going to try something, Hannah, today that I've never tried before on the podcast.
Should I be nervous?
You should probably be nervous. We're going to attempt to get through an entire chapter in one podcast.
All right.
That's the good news. The bad news is the podcast is probably going to be like an hour long, but no. I really do feel like we can do it. Verses 1 through 9 of chapter 5 deal with the topic of circumcision, which I thought was kind of awkward. So we'll probably just gloss over that. But in all seriousness, you know, circumcision in among the Jewish people was obviously a God's covenant sign with them, that they belonged to him and he belonged to them. And they had not been circumcising their children for the 40 years that they were wandering. So they were really living in disobedience. In a way, what they were saying was, we belong to God, but we don't want to admit it. Maybe there was a little bit of bitterness on the part of some of those people that had been rejected from going into the promised land. I don't know all their motives, but I do know that they were disobedient. And God said, now moving forward in the promised land, you need to show your solidarity with me. You need to show and engage in this covenant sign of circumcision to say, we belong to you. Now, they did. This was an external sign, but to say, we belong to you. In essence, it's a lot like modern-day baptism. When we trust Christ as our Savior, we're saved. We are born again, the Bible says. But baptism is a great sign. It doesn't save us. It's an external thing, but it demonstrates that we are
set apart.
Yeah,
we're setting ourselves apart. Yeah,
I like the way the one verse says it. It's the answer of a good conscience toward God. It's that clear line of public demarcation to say, that was me. This is me. That was the person. That's who I used to be, but by the power of God and by his grace, this is who I'm going to be, this new creature in Christ. And so moving forward to the land of victory is what we can call the promised land, that place that's full of battles, but is full of victory. To move forward in our lives, we need to start by saying, God, I belong to you, and you belong to me. And circumcision is a great sign of that. Let's pick it up in verse 10, where the Bible says, the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month. So we already learned it's the first month. We already learned that they came across on the 10th day. So now they're taking care of the covenant sign of circumcision in those 3 days in between. But now on the 14th day, that was the prescribed day for the Passover, they're keeping the Passover. And that's another thing that they've kind of left off. But now they're in the land. Let's get back to doing what God wants us to do. And that is to celebrate the Passover, to remember that night when God called them out of Egypt. And the Passover is so much more than just a religious ceremony. We could spend the entire podcast just talking about the Passover. But the Passover is really a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's not something I'm making up. That's what the Bible says. Christ, our Passover, Paul told the Corinthians. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. He is the Passover lamb. So when John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, he was speaking of the Lord Jesus, the Lamb. So think about these people celebrating that Passover, all the symbolism of what God had done for them in salvation. Now he was about to lead them into the land of promise.
Making a memorial of what God did for them.
Right, and which is what the Passover is. So not only the memorial stones that they've set, but this memorial of the Passover. But what about this, though, Hannah? God is wanting them to really capture the essence of their salvation, because that's what the Passover was. It was their salvation from the world, from bondage, from slavery, and their deliverance. And God really wants them to operate in the future in that salvation mindset, that I have saved you for a purpose. But I think Paul said it great in Romans 8 when he said, "He that spared not his own son, God gave us his own son. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?" So I think what the Bible's teaching there is, if God saved my soul, if God gave me salvation, then do you think he's really not going to guide me day by day?
Right, and do great things, great works in our lives.
So putting those two thoughts together, you know, I think it's essential. The timing here is amazing, how God led them right ahead of the Passover, how that they celebrated the Passover to say, God, we know you're our great God that delivered us. We know there's a purpose. And so all of this is fresh in their minds. They've recommitted to God, circumcision. They have retooled their thinking, Passover, and now they're ready to go. Their heart is right. Their mindset is right. How important is that, you know, for us moving forward, to have a right heart and to have the right mindset? I think about even people in the Bible that were coming to bring their offering to God, and God said, listen, if you know you have something wrong against your brother, why don't you leave your gift at the altar and go make it right, then come back? Why? Because God's always more concerned about our heart, the reason why we do things, and the mindset with which we do things, than he is with the things themselves. That's not to say that God doesn't want us to do things. We're saved to do things. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. But good works without right motives are dead works.
It's crazy how often I fall into that thinking, like you said, just we do good works and we serve in the ministry at church and we try to be good to people and do all these things. And we may even not necessarily do it in the wrong sense of, you know, with a bad attitude. We may be doing it with a good attitude, but that doesn't mean it's right. You know, what are my real intentions? Why am I actually doing this? You know, am I doing this just to feel good about myself? Am I doing this because I want to fill my list today? I want to check off all the things today. Am I doing it because I want to please God and I want to obey him and I want to grow in my relationship with him? I think it was you actually that I heard a message recently, or we were talking and you brought that fact up, and it just really resonated with me, like, wow, you know, that's so true. We may even have good intentions to do things, but it doesn't make it right.
And we don't always even know our own motives.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Right. So David said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. Because the human heart, it's desperately wicked. Matter of fact, Jeremiah said, who can know it? So, those are great thoughts. Let's jump into verse 13. Well, actually, no, I want you to look at verse 12, where it says that the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. So for all these years, God has miraculously fed them every day. Free breakfast. You know, they get up, here's your Egg McMuffin, you know, here's your cup of coffee. How cool is that? But now God said, hey, reasons and seasons. It's a different season. I expect for you now to win battles. I expect for you now to claim the land, and you will eat of the fruit of the land that I have given you. God has different seasons in life. It's not just, okay, I'm going to provide for you every single day. Now, you've been raised, so to speak. Now go out there and get your own food. I love that. You know, you're not going to be this 35-year-old living at home. Did you hear that, Hannah?
Okay. All right. I'm feeling it.
No, but you listen, you can live at home as long as you want to. So don't take that personally. Verse 13, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho. So now they're there. They're in the land. They've made their commitment, circumcision. They've set their mind to Passover. The manna has stopped. God is expecting them. Hey, they got to move forward. If they want to eat, they got to move forward. Think about that.
That'll motivate you.
That motivates me.
That'll definitely motivate me.
Food motivates me. So now Joshua, he sent the spies, but it seems as if he wants to get his own personal reconnaissance of Jericho. It's right there. It's just 2 miles away. And the Bible says that when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. Boy, that would be intimidating. You know, I'm kind of going on this secret mission to check out the land, and all of a sudden, here's this man with a sword. And Joshua went unto him, and he said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Hey, whose side are you on? That's a good question. I think I would ask that question from a distance. So Joshua's asking a legitimate question. And he, the man with the sword, said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? So who was this person? Who was this person that met Joshua? Well, we believe it was an Old Testament appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible scholars call that a Christophany or a theophany, as this man stood before Joshua. How do you know that? Well, he didn't refuse Joshua's worship as the captain of the host. Anytime an angel appeared to somebody in the Bible and a man tried to worship him, that the angel would refuse worship. I'm not the Lord, don't worship me. There's only one God, and him only shalt thou serve. Him only shalt thou worship. But here's Joshua falling down and worshiping. Why? Because God in the person of the Lord Jesus has taken on a human, Old Testament human form here to appear to Joshua on the eve of battle. Verse 15 is the last verse we'll read today. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua. And so what does the Lord, the captain of the host, what does he say to Joshua? He said, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Take off your shoes, you're on holy ground. But that's another good indication that he was standing before the Lord. Do you remember another instance where somebody was told to take off your shoes, you're on holy ground?
Moses.
So Moses was at the burning bush, and God said, take your shoes off. So God met with Moses on the eve of a great call to do a great mission. And now God meets with Joshua on the eve of a great mission and says, you're on holy ground. You are before me. Now, next podcast, we're going to learn about the instructions that God gives him. But how encouraging must that have been to Joshua to say, wow, the God that was with Moses and met with him personally is the God that's with me.
Same God, and he loves me just as much.
Just as much. He's no respecter of persons. So you're there in your car right now or sitting at your table. Maybe you're jogging. Hey, good for you. But however you're listening to this podcast, please know this. Your God loves you, and your God is with you, and he's not just the God of Moses at the burning bush or Joshua at the wall of Jericho. He's your God at your side today, and you can trust him for the mission that lies ahead.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.